We're learning Masechta Pesachim that by involving an Aleph, the Sugya of Ilah Gavin, the Tah Gavin, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Gemara starts off, if two things that are hot, a hot thing goes into a hot thing, everyone holds it's Aser, a cold thing and a cold thing, everyone holds it's Mutter. If it's a hot into a cold, or a cold into a hot, Rav says Ilah Gavin, the hot one is Gavir, and the Mela creates a Blia from the top to the bottom. And Shmuel says to Tah Gavin, the bottom one is Gaver, and therefore, so according to Rav, Chama Tachsainen is Asir, Tzainel Techam is Mutter, and according to Shmuel Fakert, Chama Tachsainen is Mutter, and Tzainel Techam is Asir. And the Mar goes into different rayas from the Mishnah, to Eloi Gaver and to Tar Gaver, and the Maskonis HaGemara, we have two braises that go Kavasi to Shmuel, and we pass into Tar Gaver. Now it's not the Neidib Yehuda, in Yeridei Kama Simon Chafres was asked an interesting shayla. His shayla asked him, what's past the machlokes? Taste it. Taste it. Let it fail to taste it and see, does it have tam or not? The question is, where's the bli and others? Is the top giving the tam to the banim or the banim to the top? Depending whether it's hot, if it's cold, it exchanges the tam. So you can taste it and see. So now the answer is like this. He says, you can understand your question in two ways. Either your question is, whenever you have this shayla, when a cham went into a tzainin, or a tzainin went into a cham, why are we arguing? If it's asur mutter, just give it to a kvela. Kvela means a gayish shef. The Gemara says that when you cook something in a tray for pot, so then you can give it to a gayish shef, a kvela, and he can taste it to see if there's any tam of the treifas in the meichel. And if he says there's no tam, it's mutter. So any time you have cham utaksen and senat cham, why are we arguing if it's us or mutter? Very easy way to find out. Give it to a guy to taste and see if there's tam or not. He says that's obviously not a kasha, because a lot of times we have these shilas in teruvis, and then again, let's say tamin b'minoi. If you have, let's say, two pieces of meat, one shkuta, one nevela, if it's chama techam, it's tzainan techtzainan, if you have nim b'minai, they taste the same, so you're not able to tell. Well, let's say you don't have a kvela to be tayin. Or for whatever other reason, it's not practical, like he says, like the case of the Mishnah, if you sacha b'shemin shel truma, right, where the Gemara wants it to say it might be tali in Targav and in Logavar, right, so in this case, if it's Chaburis Yisrael, but no Kanim in the Chabura, no one's allowed to taste this Karban Pesach, right? Because anyone who's not Nimna on the Karban Pesach can't eat it, and the Yisraelim can't eat it because they might have a Tam Shuma. So we always have a Shaila, although we could be Mavar the Team is Kvela in certain cases, but if there is no Kvela, there are Halachas, Agadarim, where we assume the Tam is or not. So Elamai, what did you mean by Yikasha? Have an experimenting. Going, putting Cham Utaksen and see if you can taste it. Putting Tzainan Techam, see if you can taste that. So he said, Pshat is like this. It doesn't work that every single time something is supposed to give Tam, it actually does give Tam, the Mashal. When we have meat, let's say trade for meat are cooked with potatoes, is less than Shishim Keneg in the meat, then we say the whole thing becomes Asir, and then it falls into another pan, and that whole pan will become Asir. Why? They can't both be Asir, you have ready more than Shishim. The Terry says, we don't know. Maybe all the time came out in the first pot, but maybe all the time came out in the second pot. We don't know if the time will actually come out. So let's say we do Cham Utaksen and we can't taste it. That doesn't prove that the Tar Gaver, because maybe Punkta didn't work this time. Well, the same thing Tzainan Techam. So Mela, there's no real way, there's no foolproof way to figure it out. And Mela, that's why they have a machlokes about it. Now, if you could taste this particular one, imagine that with takabi matter, because then you see there's no tam. Even if you hold the tar gavra and the tar is hot, if it happens to be there was no taste transferred, and you could tell by a kvela, that'll be mutter. But to make a klal, that since in one case the taste and transfer, that would make a mutter in all cases, imagine you can't make such a klal. He says, and that's how you can also answer, you have a machloikis mekavish kemavushal, mulechirisech. Same thing, there's no real way to test it, because even if there's supposed to be time, it doesn't always have time. No shteit denai de bihuda. Now, like we said, the Gemara's psak in the end is Tar Gaver, And in the Paiskim, there are two different reasons given for the din of Tatar Gover. The Parshatam, and as I state in the Ramah brings it in a sefer called Teiris Chatas, Stalch of Gimel Siv Beis, and it really comes from the Issa Veheter, an earlier Paisik, Klalch of Tes Eis Aleph, and the Pshat is that the heat rises. The heat rises, and that's Shat Tatar Gover. That's why the Banim is Mecham and the Tab, and the Tab is not Mecham and the Banim. So what's the din if it's side by side? So the Ramah in Teiris Chatas, and also in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufes of Gimel Nagah, that if they're side by side, he says if they're both hot, so then has the same din as Cham Teicham, it will be Aser. But if one's Cham and one's Tzeinen, so you have Cham on top, the Cham is on top, so then it's only Aser Kadei Klipa, right? If the Cham is on bottom, so it's Aser Kulay. So what if it's side by side? So he also says only Aser Kadei Klipa. That stems with the same idea. That the idea is heat rises, heat doesn't go to the side. Now here, the Taz brings the Mashal as Chaylik and holds that if it's side by side, it depends. If the Isser is hot and the Heter is cold, so then it asks the whole thing. If the Isser is cold and the Heter is hot, then it doesn't answer. In other words, when it's one on top of the other, so it doesn't matter which is the Isser, which is the Heter. If the top is hot, then it's only asks the Klipa. If the Banim is hot, it asks the whole thing. But side by side, then the heat, the hot one could give the time into the cold one can't give the time into the hot one. That's what the Marshal says. It's interesting that Beis Meir over there in Simon Kofes of Gimel and also the Mukhe Agrivis is Mamish the same shtickle on the Marshal, they bring a Raya from our Tesis like the Ramah. See, Tesis asks the Kasha. The Gemara is Mavur that when you have the Karban Pesach that goes on the Cheres, so then what happens is like this. The cheres, if you hold the law of Gover, it makes the cheres hot, and now the cheres becomes hot, and now the cheres goes and makes the Karban Pesach hot. So it becomes slimach mizdavar acher. So Taisa says, according to Manami Loi Gover, why don't you say the same thing with the shbud, the spit that the Pesach is roasting on? Why don't you say that the Pesach will make the shbud hot, and then the shbud will go and make the Pesach hot? The only law of Gover, why don't you say that? So Taisis is a teretz because you only say it by cheres or by the seilus. You don't say it by wood. Wood doesn't become hot enough to make the Pesach hot. It's not a big chiddush that the seilus and cheres could become hot because of the Pesach enough that it could make the Pesach hot. It's only by seilus and cheres, it's not by wood. All he says is since it's inside the Karban Pesach, it doesn't get so hot. Now, Kabbalah, that's Taisis Kashif. You hold the law and Gover, this is the Nusach of Tais, the Taisis Maslub Shlema. If you hold the law and Gover, how come any time you roast the Pesach on a Shbud, the Pesach should make the Shbud hot? And now the Shbud should make the Pesach hot, it should be Tzlimach Mizdavar Acher. So Mashal says, why says only asking only law and Gover? How about if you hold the Tay Gover? The Shbud is in the middle of the Tlet, right? So there's Basar on the top of it, and Basar on the bottom of it. So the Chaya, the Rav that holds the Loi Gover, so you have a Kasha, why doesn't the Shpud make the Basar on bottom of it hot? And why doesn't the Karban Pesach make the Shpud that's on bottom of it hot? But if you hold Tatar Gover, so you have the same question, why doesn't the Shpud make why doesn't the Karban Pesach make the Shpud on top of it? Because the Chaya is Karban Pesach both on top and on bottom of the Shpud. So these are Chayim, the Beis Meir, the Mukhe Agriv, they say that it's mavur in the sugya that the way they roasted the Pesach was they had it upside down in the oven. So kum dais, the shbud was vertical. The shbud was vertical. So the Mashas seemed to have learned that the shbud was horizontal. So Meili has a kasha that some of the Karban Pesach is above the shbud and some of the Karban Pesach is below the shbud. But really the shbud was vertical. So the shbud was vertical, so the Karban Pesach is side by side with the shbud. Side by side with the Shbud, you don't say Loi Gover, or Tatar Gover. So what was the Gemara? So what's Taisis Kasha then? The Banim of the Shbud. The first Taisis in the Perik, that Vayin Dalam and Aleph on the top, he says that you put the white part of the Shbud, which says that you put the Shbud in the mouth of the Karban Pesach. Why? So Taisis says because the white part of the Shbud would be on the Banim, and the Shbud would be able to lean on the wide, the Pesach is leaning on the wide part of the Shbud, it doesn't fall down, and the blood is able to drain that way. So Kumdeis, that's the place. The only place where the Pesach is touching the Shbud that's one's on top of the other is when the Pesach is on top of the Shpud, where the Shpud is went into the Karban Pesach. You take of the Shpud in the mouth of the Karban Pesach, and then the Shpud is put vertically in the oven. So there's an Eloi Govar, the hot Karban Pesach is on top of the Shpud that's holding it up. That's Taisus Kasha. But otherwise, side by side, it's not Shver. So you see a Raya to the Ramah, that side by side, you don't say Eloi Govar. But I'll go upon him. That's one pshat in Eloi Gover, that he rises, the heat goes up, heat doesn't go down, and like we're saying, that would stim with the Ramah, that heat doesn't go side to side. The Rashba seems to have a hold of him pshat, though. We have in the Gemara, Ahu Geizel Denafel Lekadah Dekimcha. We have the bird that fell into the kad of Kemach, of not a Kemach, of a Kutach, and the Gemara says it's not a problem, and the Gemara says only if the bird is raw, but if the bird is roasted, then it eats klipa. So Taisus is actually even here on the Avayin Hayamid days in Slihu, that Taisus says, and in other places in Shas and Chulin, that Taisus says that the bird, Sli means a cold Sli. If the bird is raw, then you don't need klipa, you just have to wash it off. But if the bird is roasted, even if it's cold, but since it's roasted, it's softer, so the kutach gets in, and it permeates, and is in any klipa. But the Rashi says that, no, tzli means dafka if it's hot. If it's hot, then you need klipa, otherwise you don't need klipa. And the Rashi holds that way also. The Rashi tells the Mayis as a kasha, if it's hot, so why is klipa good enough? Elamai, you're going to say, pasha, tatoyig of it, right? It fell into the bird is above, and the kudach is below, and it falls together, so it only asks can they klipa, because it's cham v'tayek tzayinim. But the problem is, it gets sunk into the kudach. And when it sinks into the kudach, now, the bird is below the kudach. So now, why don't you say tatah gavah v'keret, that the bird, which is hot, is the tatah, and the kudach is above it. So why doesn't it ask it? That's the effect of Ashba Kasha. So the Rashba says, because the side of Tatar Gover is the, what's been Kaima is Gover. Whatever you have, when you have one thing falling into another, the one that's in its place is called the Tatar, and the one that's falling into it, that's called the Yilah. But the one's been Kaima is Gover, so it doesn't make a difference which one is above and which one is below. What makes a difference is which one is stationary and which one moved into the other one. That Rav holds the one moving into the other one is being gaver on the one that's moving into it, Eloi Gover. And Shmuel Osvaket, the one that's stationary is Kavuvim Kaim, but that's the one that's gaver, that's a Torah Gover. But it doesn't make a difference which one is above and which one is below. So that's what the Rashba says. But it's Mashma from the Rashba clearly that the Rashba is saying this in order to fan for Rashi. Right? We have the Gemara at the end of the Amun about the Bar Goizla fell into the Kala, the Kimcha fell into the Kutach. And the Gemara says, Sli is Boy Klipa. And Rashi says the tzli is reseach. And the Rashba says, if the tzli is reseach, so why is it asa kule because it became tata? And the answer is no. The one that's been kaimai, that's the one that's tata. The one that's falling in, that's the one that's ilah. But if you don't hold like Rashi, if you hold that the tzli by klipa means even cold, so you could learn then that if the tzli is hot, only more than klipa. Because you wouldn't be able to matter it because it's chamotek tzainin, because the tzainin is tatagav, because since it falls in, it sinks to the bottom, and now chakert, now the heat is below, and the milchix, the cold milchix is above, and chakert, the tatagav becomes the bargeizla. And the emesis of Chavis now says this. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this din of the hu bargeizla denafa lekada lekimcha, and the mechaber paskins, it's even by reseach, and the Beis Yosef there, and Simon Tzadik Aleph, and the Shachli Sivkan Chav Gimel, they bring this Rashba, that even though the Tzli is Reseach, and it falls into the Kutach, and then it gets sunk to the Banim, we don't say that now it is below, and the milk is above, because the part is, the one that's from Kaimei is Geiver. The Chavis Das says, I know, Taizen Chulun is Chaylik on the Rashba. Taizen Chulun is Mavur, that if it does sink in, if it's hot and it sinks in, it will be Asakadei Netila. And that's what it says in the Smag and the Gaius Maimonis. They all say it's Asakadei Netila if it's hot. Why is it Asakadei Netila? Why don't you say it to Tar Gover? It must be Fakert, it must be the whole, that once it sinks in, so it becomes a Tatar. And now it'll be Asakadei Netila. And the Chavis Das says that it's Mistaba that way, because The Marshal paskins that you don't say kli sheni by yadava gush. If you have something which is a solid, not a liquid, it always remains to have the chayim of the kli sheni. So if you have a boiling piece of tzli, of a bar geizla, that's boiling hot, and it gets dipped into milk, and now it's landed on the bottom. So now it's from chayim. That's what I think he means the kasha. It's still kanasa now. I guess without the marshal, the pshat is once it lands, it's a kli sheni, so it can't ask it. The question is, while it's going, so you save him kaim begayver. But according to marshal, even after it lands, it could ask it because it's a davar gush, and you don't say kli sheni. So ay vazay on a salad, you don't say kli sheni. So why would it ask it? It must be it does ask it. That the whole gemara that sli that falls into the kutach is dafka by tzaynin. And by Cham would ask a kedai netila, as I stuck the Chav as Dasi brings it from Kamri Shainim, Taisus the Smag and the Gai Smaimini. Rabbi Kveg is very bothered. He asks this kasha in numerous places. It's all brought down in the standard Rabbi Kveg, the Zichron Yaakov Kveg on the Amud. He brings that all the different places Rabbi Kveg asks this kasha. Now, what does that do with Rashi? Even if you learn that Sli means Tzainin, but there's a brisa that says Mefurish that way. The second brisa, the Gemara had two brises, Tani Kavasi Shmuel. The second brisa, Tani Idach. The brisa says, Basar Riseach Shnafel Teicholav Riseach. Hot meat that falls in the Cholav Riseach. V'chein Seinen Shnafel Teicham Asur. And Cham Teich Seinen. That the Gemara says that it's good enough klipa. So what's the case? If meat falls into milk, obviously it sinks to the bottom. And now it becomes the tata. So what's pshat? The hechak have to say the Rashba. And the Rashba himself is calling out that way. The Rashba himself only asks his kasha and Rashi, and only his mechanic is according to Rashi. But Kvega wants to know why. He says, the embassy says, it can be asked of Taisus kasha. Taisus on the bottom asks the kasha, why do we need two brises for? Why do Gemara bring in two brises? He had one clear brise like Shmuel. Why is there a second brise? The Taisus says, it's shtickle, that by a liquid you say klipa, against the Taisus. The Chayef another pshat. Yeah, the first price is talking about two salads. So there, the one that's above always remains above. The one that's below always remains below. So we think only in that case you say Tata Gavar and it doesn't aser. Mashain Cain, when a solid basa falls into a liquid cholav, so now, even though in the initial contact, the hot meat is above, the cold milk is below, but then it sinks down. And now the hot meat is below and the cold meat is above. You would think that then already you wouldn't have the heter of the Targov of Chamotek Tzainen. Kamash Mon calls him Kaim Megev. It's according to the Rashi, it's very good. But his Ma'ari, the Rashi himself, doesn't bring a Raya from this Mefurish Rebaisa. He's titled it in Rashi's Pshat that when it says by the Bagraiza, enough of the Kaim Megev, let's leave by Yiklipa. Rashi says, Vesech. So now we have to say this Pshat. And like we said, the Chavis Asim is Yushainim had done all that way. But if they ask at Sarachi and Gadol, why isn't there a Mefurish Rebaisa that way? I don't have a teretz. Now another important nekuda, when the Gemara says that Tzaylun L'Tei Cham is Asr because of the Torah Gavar, what's Asr? Is entire thing Asr? Or does it mean Netila? Like the Mishnah says, Yidlos Mekaymai. See, the Rif brings this Gemara in Masech Beskulin, in Perek Halabas, the 8th Perek. And the Rav brings in that the Ra'ah says that what's also because of Tatar Gavar in our Sugya, or according to Rav Yilo Gavar, it means it's also G'day Netila, and he says, Hachi Issa B'Peri Ketzit Tzaylin. That's what it says in our Sugya. So where does it say it in our Sugya? Because the Mishnah says that Natal Mi'Roit Ve'al Acheris U'Chaza Elov Yidol Es Mekayma. If the right of goes on the Acheris and returns to the carbon Pesach, you do Netila. And why is that? The Gemara explains that when the Reitav goes to the Cheres, and according to Shmuel, so but the Cheres is hot, according to Rav, the Reitav is making the Cheres hot, but then it makes the Reitav to be Tzlimach Mizdavar Acher, and then it goes back to the Pesach. So you need Netila. So you see that by Law Gover, or who would then Tatar Gover, Netila is good enough. That's what the Ra'ah says. But the Ran is Chalik, and the Ran says if you have, let's say, cold meat that falls into hot milk, so of course it's all Asr, he says, because it's like Bishul. When you cook treif of food together with kosher food, it becomes Asr completely. But you see, there's a difference between Bishul and Sli. When you cook treif and kosher together, it becomes completely Asr. When you roast them together, it doesn't. Tzli, the Ran says, Mr. Shaila Rishenim, whether by Tzli you need Klipa or Netila. But the Ran holds by Tzli you need Klipa. So the Emerson, he says the other way is Shver. Here we're talking about Tzli. So why is it when the Reitiv comes back into the Karban Pesach, it's you need Netila? Why isn't Klipa good enough? So he says two Mahalchim, he says either the Pshan is the Gemara there says, and Perikin Anoshim, when the Gemara says that by Tzli, it doesn't ask, it only asks today Klipa, but it says by Chelev, then the Chelev is Mefafeya, and then it asks the whole thing. So he says the Reitiv is also Mefafeya. The Reitiv is Mefafeya. So really the Reitiv should ask the whole thing because it's Mefafeya like Chelev, but he says, how come it doesn't ask the whole thing? Because there's 60 connected the Reitiv. So if it's going to ask the whole thing, it's going to be about the B'shishim. So that's why it's only going to ask a G'day Netila. Like we'll see, we're going to discuss the Gabi another point in the Gemara. When you have Shishim Keneged, what's asking, the at least ask a G'day Netila. That's what the Ran is saying in the first Pshat. They have Shishim Keneged the Reitiv, so really it shouldn't ask her at all, but ask is G'day Netila, because there's no Shishim. Or he says another Pshat, that the Reitiv is not Mefafei like Chelev, it doesn't ask her everything, but on the other hand, it's not mamish like Tzli, because Tzli is dry, and the Reitiv is a little bit like a pat. So that's why Chazal will makshir a Hekshir Mtsoy like Netila. But that's a Machlokes Rishonim. If you have Tatar Gavar, is it only Asa G'day Netila, like the Sugya indicates? Or is it Dafka by Reitiv? Because here it's Tzli, so it shouldn't ask the whole thing, but since it's Reitiv, it's Mefafeya, but it's Kshishim Keneged the Reitiv, that's one Pshat, or Reitiv is not Mefafeya, but Reitiv is like Tzli, but it's not mamish like Tzli. So Mele, it's in the middle. That's what the Ran says. They have later in the Sugya that it says by Sachar Shemin Shel Truma, the Mishnah says Sachar Shemin Shel Truma in Tzlihu Yiklef Es Achitzen, that you do Klipa. So the Gemara at Akasha, how come you do Klipa? Why don't you say Tartagav? And as according to Rav, it says Yilah Gavar. So we understand that the Yilah here is cold, the tata is hot, and since it's ilah gavar, so you say ademeke yevshalei bala perta, and you need klipa. But according to Shmuel, the karban pesach is hot, and the sicha is cold, the chuma is cold. So why don't you say tata gavar and should ask the whole thing? So the Gemara says shani sicha the mashu ba'al mehuda avida. So there's a shail in the paiskim how to understand mashu ba'al mehuda avida. It's a mechalikas halacha lemaisa because the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Dalet Siv Zayin says the following. It says if you cut hot meat with a milchig knife, it's not a ben yaymai. If it's a ben yaymai, so it asses the meat. If it's not a ben yaymai, so the blias of the knife can't ass it, because if you didn't use it within 24 hours, the blias don't ass it. But it still needs klipa. Why does it need klipa? Because knives in those days were assumed to be greasy. So you have a greasy milchig knife, which you didn't use in 24 hours, but it still has milchig grease on it, and you cut hot meat with it, it needs klipa. So the question is, why is it good enough klipa? Why don't you say that it asks all the meat, tatar gavar? So the Bach says, because, like the Gemara says here, when it's a mashu, all you need is klipa. And he says, you say, when it's a small amount, it's a davar muat, so a mele can't go more than the klipa. So even if there is, even if there's no shishim keneged the shamnunis, time the bach, but the fact that it's a small amount makes it that it can't have the kayach to spread more than the klipa. The Taz says no. The Taz says if you don't have shishim keneged the shamnunis, of course everything's asa. You say to Tanya Gover. That it's good enough klipa is because it's shishim keneged. And he brings it from the Rashi Mishmeri Sabayis, which is similar to the round that we just said, that when you have shishim keneged the blia, so at least the klipa is still going to be aser. But Nekudas HaKesef brings that the Ra'ah and the Bedek Abayis, which is similar with the Ra'ah that the Ran brings, and also he says the Mardechai and Perek and Anasha holds that if there's Shishim, then the klipa doesn't become aser. So according to that, you're going to have to say that even if there's no Shishim, but any time it's a Dav and Mu'at, it's not going to be misfashioned more than the klipa, and that's what the Bach is saying. So that's the Machlokes. If Shani Sicha, the Mashu Ba'amu Davidim means that the shishim keneged the sicha, and even so the klipa is asir. But if there's no shishim keneged the sicha, then it would ask the whole thing. That's the Taz. But the Bach holds fakert, that even when there's no shishim keneged the klipa, since it's a davar muat, you have to know what the shiur of davar muat is, it can't be nispashit. And in the Kodesh HaKasim brings Rishayim that fakert, that if there is shishim keneged the sicha, so even the klipa doesn't become asir.